Today's daf Maseches Pesachim daf Tes. The new Mishnah takes us now to the next stage of the biur process, ridding one's chametz from one's home. After you have searched and found the chametz, one has to make sure that this now collected remaining chametz doesn't get moved around, potentially creating a big problem missing chametz. We'll see more on this in the next Mishnah as well. The language of the Shulchan Aruch and Taf Lamed Dalet, Simon Taf Lamed Dalet Sif Aleph, is Achar Habadika Ya Nizhar B'chametz Shemeshayer Latzniu Kedei Shleit Starch Badika Acher. So you want to make sure that whatever you found, that it shouldn't get strewn around the house or lost and so on, so you don't have to go ahead and do another search for the chametz only a few hours until Pesach. One way is the case of our Mishnah, when an animal walks away with the chametz, and the other, it says the Shulchan Aruch, is counting up the 10 pieces of chametz that were put out for the bedika, and lo and behold, you only find 9. Bottom line, be careful post-searching for the chametz with leaving the remaining chametz lying around. Now this point about leaving pieces for the bedika is mentioned in the Ramah and Siman Taf Lamed Beis. His reasoning is to ensure that there's no bracha levatala. You can make a bracha over what you're about to do. You want to make sure that you actually find some chametz. So if you didn't do this, it's not ma'akev. You still will do the search because one's intention when they're doing the process, when they're making the bracha, is to actually destroy the chametz if it's actually found. What was this all about? So Mari Vile, one of the Rishonim, adds another concern that if one doesn't find any chametz, one may also, God forbid, forget to do the bittul, which would be very problematic because you have to actually get rid of the chametz before the time on the 14th of Nisan. So there were Rishonim and Achronim, such as the Ra'avad in the Sefer Tamim Deim, Simon Chavtes, and the Ma'aram Chalawa, and the Turei Zav, and the Yavitz, and the Achronim, in the name of his father, the Chacham Tzvi, they warned against this minag, and they said it has no basis, putting out these small pieces. The Yavitz, in fact, says about his father that he kept most of the customs of the Ari, the great father of Kabbalah, and this was not one of them. Rabbi Felder on page 345 in the Yesod Yeshur and Chelek Vav, he notes, however, his surprise, since the Chidah, he brings the Chidah from the Chidah, one of his Sfarim called Sefer Machzik Bracha on Siman Taf Lamed Gimel. He says explicitly, the Chidah says explicitly, this minhag of putting out the pieces of chametz for the bedika was practiced by the Ari himself, and it was alpi a great secret that he did it, a great idea in Kabbalah. Other poskim, such as the Shalos Eimek Halacha, brought the logic of the Ramah. Since we are accustomed to cleaning our homes in advance, it's likely we have no more chametz around. Therefore, it is a good practice to avoid the bracha levatala. The Ari's custom, which was brought in the Sefer Pri Eitz Chaim, one of the early Sfarim of Kabbalah, Shar Chafal of Sof Pehe, to leave 10 pieces specifically to destroy them from the world, related to the Kitrin de Misa Avuta. Then the Shla also speaks about the 10 levels of Kedusha, 10 levels of Kedusha there are in the world, 10 levels of sanctity, and the 10 levels of impurity that we have in the 10, and we were destroying it through the destruction and the ridding ourselves of these 10 pieces of chametz. We also have the idea of the 10 makot. There's a lot of different symbols here. A final one from the Seder Olam, Simen Chavtes, the 10 sons of Haman were their lives came to an end, they were destroyed on the 13th of Nisan. So we have the 10 pieces of chametz that we destroy as well. Related to our Mishnah, the Machzik Bracha recommends using less than a kazait of each piece that you put out, because small chametz does not require searching. Also recommended to use hard pieces of chametz to avoid crumbing. If you didn't place the pieces, it's okay, as we mentioned, you can burn the items that were used in the process to keep a component of the Biur experience.